Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Covering the Titans is not a 9-to-5 job, and that's why we rely on our friend, Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, who is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Hi, TD, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys?
We're good. So we know that the interviews with the finalists are ongoing. I want to ask you specifically about Robert Saleh. So correct me if I'm misstating any facts here. He was supposed to interview virtually yesterday. The Titans decided to bring him in to Nashville today. So what specifically about Saleh impressed the Titans so much that they decided to forego that virtual interview yesterday and bring him in for an in-person interview today?
Yeah, I don't think there really is a difference as far as Saleh himself between the original Sunday meeting and him being a person today. I think it's more of looking at the timeline. It's time to turn it up a little bit, and I think that's what they did. They did say that there was enough information gathering to feel comfortable doing that, and I think when you look at Saleh and just the changes that he made since the Jets situation as far as being more connected with the roster and those types of things, I believe that's what allowed them to feel more comfortable with moving on. But for the most part, to me, in my opinion, and for whatever, it's the timeline.
Teron, Adam Schefter posted on X earlier today, quote, "For what it's worth, former Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy now has met twice in recent days for the Titans head coaching job, once in late December in Green Bay, then again Friday and Saturday in Tennessee." Can you explain McCarthy's role in all of this and shed some light on his presence in this process?
Yeah, well, that first meeting in December, as A to Z Sports originally reported, that there was a meeting. Adam Schefter brought some clarity to it that it was in December in Green Bay, and it wasn't considered a formal meeting, so they didn't have to report it. But the thing that is confusing is why all the, you know, song and dance to keep it undercover, you know what I mean? But then at the same time, McCarthy came in, they met with him at dinner, and then they met with him, you know, a formal meeting there in person. And, I mean, he's technically not a finalist, but he is hovering over all of this. I know he's a Pittsburgh guy and would love to be in Pittsburgh, but from what I gathered, he doesn't necessarily fit the mold that the Steelers typically, you know, want to go for. They want a coach that will be there for a long, long time. They typically hire younger, more up-and-coming types of candidates. And I think that's where Nate Shieldhase really has, you know, generated some interest.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, is with us. TD, you wrote a story a couple of days ago on ESPN.com making sense of the Titans coaching search. You wrote a lot about Matt Nagy and his qualifications to be Titans head coach, his offensive concepts, how that could work with Cam Ward, all of those things. So let me ask you this, as someone who is as level-headed as they come, why do you think so many Titans fans seem lukewarm about the idea of the Titans hiring Matt Nagy?
Yeah, I think this is a matter of being overly valuing other fan bases, right? You look at the Bears, you know, and just like any other, I mean, there were Titans fans who wanted Vrabel gone, and they felt it was good that he was gone. And even after he went to the Patriots, they still felt it was good. And we know that exactly isn't exactly the best result that the Titans could have. It ran its course, and I think that's what happened with Sean McDermott. But anyhow, when you talk about Matt Nagy, I think really a lot of it is misinformation, right? They say, oh, well, you know, The Chiefs aren't trying to bring him back, and they don't even want him. It's not that they don't want him. They understand that he's moving on to bigger and better things. And not only is he a head coach candidate, but he's an actual play caller candidate as an OC. And so either of those roles would be better for him than, you know, the OC for the Chiefs, because it is a step up in calling the plays and obviously as a head coach. So I think a lot of fans – they're misinformed, and they just, you know, he's not the hot candidate that everybody is promoting, so they hate him. And, I mean, it just is what it is.
Now, TD, when you're talking about Robert Salas or Matt Nagy, it seems like these two guys are totally different when you talk about their personality. One is more fired up, one is more laid back. But we also know what the Titans said that they want in a coach. Now, is it just as simple with these two guys as we want a defensive-minded coach or offensive-minded coach, or do you see it being deeper than that? Because what they're looking for, I think they could find in both guys, but the personalities are totally different.
Yeah, I think when you look at this, both guys have experience, and I think that's the main thing. I don't think necessarily they're looking for an offense or defensive guy. I think they're pretty open as far as that's concerned. But I think when you look at the contrast and personalities, I mean, everything that I've gotten on Matt Nagy is that, you know, he's a good dude, but he's not exactly a leader of men. And that could be an issue, right? If he doesn't bring in somebody that's going to be that bad cop to his good cop, so to speak. But at the same time, I've heard that, you know, he's kind of, he rubbed the locker room the wrong way at the end of the Bears situation. So you have that, and then you look at Salah. I mean, he does fit like that culture changer, that mold of like the authoritarian. He fits that, and that's kind of what Mike Verganzi alluded to and kind of described. You know, a lot of it was very similar to Mike Vrabel. And I think, you know, if you look at that similarity there, Salah's probably the closest thing outside of McDermott to Mike Vrabel. So I think there are ties there.
Now, with that being said, you brought up Sean McDermott. How much, or if it does, put pressure on the Titans to make a decision now that, one, the Buffalo Bill job has come open, but then, two, Sean McDermott is out there now?
Yeah, I think, well, the main thing is they got to free up from that process right now with Nagy. And then in between, you know, when Salah comes later, I think they got to free up. And they got to get a call out there to his agent and find out, gauge the interest. Because if he's interested, I think you very well need to put the process on pause. And I posted on social media that, you know, on X that, hey, you know, if they go about that, they could risk losing, you know, Salah. Nagy hasn't really gotten much interest elsewhere. And, you know, that's a decision that they're going to have to make. If it were me, I'm going after McDermott. I mean, I don't think there's any comparison as far as the candidates are concerned. And if he's interested, they 100% sure need to go get him.
What are you hearing, Teron, about how McDermott is going to handle it? It's all so new, right? In theory, it's either late last night or whatever that he's known this. So in real time, he probably hasn't had a whole lot of time to come up with a game plan. So is it the Wild West? How many teams are calling him? Who are they calling? How long before we get a sense of what his thought process is?
Yeah, that's not something I can necessarily tell you. I'm honestly not sure, to be honest with you, where McDermott is in the process and everything. I would imagine he's somewhat shell-shocked because, I mean, it's not like the Bills roster was chock full of players, you know what I mean? And then for them to go ahead and you know, fire him, that I think was a surprise. So we'll see. He obviously has to move fast because the jobs are going to start, you know, getting filled up, right? You know, you got the Dolphins with Jeff Hafley probably getting that job. Then obviously, you know, the Steelers are in their process, and, you know, the Ravens are going through interviews. There's a lot that are filling up. So he needs to act fast, in my opinion.
You mentioned Hafley, and he's the guy that gets the least amount of talk on airwaves and things like that. But you just mentioned it with the Dolphins. You think that that's where that's going? Hafley to the Dolphins?
Yeah, I mean, look, they rushed to get a couple of minorities in there to interview. you know, Patrick Graham, and I think it was Anthony Weaver. I'm not sure who the other candidate was, but they got them in there today. And so once they satisfy that Rooney Rule, if they want to go ahead and not let Halfley leave the building, that's going to be the case. And remember, he and John Eric Sullivan, they got ties from being in Green Bay. So there's a comfort level and a being on the same page.
What factor is it, do you think, that McDermott doesn't really have a obvious connection with any of the Titans brass that I can tell? Maybe you know something I don't, Teron, but is that a barrier to you to try to, in such a short period of time, extend a level of interest?
Well, all Mike Borgonzi has to do is talk to Andy Reid, right? Because if you go back to 2001, Sean McDermott got his first job with the Eagles as far as coaching. He was there for two previous years in their scouting type of department. But his first job as a coach in the NFL was with Andy Reid as a defensive assistant. And then he worked when Steve Spagnuolo got promoted to D.C., you know, he worked with the DBs, with the cornerbacks, and then worked with the linebackers. And then, you know, Spagnuolo moved on. Jim Johnson was the coordinator when Spagnuolo got promoted to linebackers coach and then moved on. Jim Johnson as a coordinator, he got sick. And, you know, he was the interim coach, Sean McDermott, that is. And, you know, McDermott took over the job when Jim Johnson, you know, rest in peace, he passed away that July. So he became the DC. So I feel like to say we know that Mike Borgonzi very much trusts Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. So he could just call Andy Reid and the reference will be right there. Andy Reid hired him. So that kind of tells you that he checks a box as far as Borgonzi is concerned.
Right. And I would think McDermott talking to Reid about Borgonzi would be in play as well. If he's trying to gauge, hey, am I intrigued about this Titans job? If that were crossing his mind, I'm sure he's going through that process now. So, Teron, we were just having a pretty spirited discussion about trying to evaluate how successful McDermott was in Buffalo. I think it was a major success, but of course, I don't put as much stock as the average person and did you win a Super Bowl or did you get to a Super Bowl? I just think what he did with the Bills was pretty remarkable. How would you evaluate?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking 8 playoff appearances in 9 years, 7 consecutive ones. You're talking about surviving multiple OC changes. You're talking about, 5 division titles, 2 AFC championship game appearances. I would say an organization like the Titans could really, really benefit from a guy who spearheaded that. So I think the success is really, it warrants a full court press from the Titans, 100%.
Teron Davenport has been our guest on D-Mace, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Monday, and he is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Teron, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your reaction on the latest in the Titans coaching search. Matt Nagy, Robert Saleh, Jeff Halfley, the reported finalist for the job. We'll take your thoughts on that. We'll also take a look back at what happened this weekend in the NFL divisional round. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Ving, and we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.